If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Tech Talk Tuesday, and this morning we will explore a very practical topic, the power of patience in technology. With us to help us remain calm, digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg. Scott, good morning. I know you've said before that sometimes the best thing we can do when something isn't working is nothing. I like that.
Me too. Good morning, Bob. And, you know, it sounds counterintuitive, right? But we're used to thinking we have to do something when tech misbehaves. We have to reboot. We have to refresh. We have to tap on the screen 37 times. But often, smarter move is just to pause and let the system sort itself out.
Yeah, I'm an expert at doing nothing, believe me. All right, give us an example of when doing nothing actually works.
Yeah, sure. So one of the most common examples is when you send an email and it doesn't go through immediately, or a text message doesn't show is delivered. You start to panic. Maybe your connection dropped, but maybe it's something wrong on your end. But often the delay is really actually something happening somewhere else along the chain. So think like a hiccup in a mail server or a momentary slowdown in the cell network. If you wait a few minutes, it almost always fixes itself.
Yeah, you know, people do forget how much is happening behind the scenes when we hit send. The other day, I sent an email. I wanted to forward an email I got to my wife, and she was sitting across the room from me. So, you know, I sent it, and I thought, my goodness, how this message gets across the room via outer space. You know what I mean?
I do. And Bob, I think you just gave me an idea for another topic about sending emails across the room. That's a new one for me. But
yeah, but
you know, when I think about this, I think about it as like the signal is traveling through these multiple checkpoints. I imagine taking the L, you know, there's switches, there's signals, other trains share the route. And if one section slows down, you end up a few minutes late and the train's not broken. It's just waiting. And literally when you're doing this digitally, it's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great visual. So why are these delays more common sometimes than other times?
That's a great question. And there's several reasons. You know, networks get congested. Maybe everyone on your street is streaming a show or uploading photos. That can actually slow the signal. A lot of people don't know that. Server maintenance can also cause brief disruptions. And with your mobile devices, if you have a weak signal, even for just a few seconds, that can delay delivery because your phone doesn't have the power to actually send it. So the key takeaway is that it's rarely personal on your end and it's rarely permanent.
But we always assume it's our fault, don't we?
We do. And I would say that's human nature. You know, we press send, something doesn't happen instantly, and we think, oh boy, what did I do wrong? But the truth is, most modern systems are designed to actually retry automatically. Your email, app, or phone will quietly keep attempting in the background without you even lifting a finger.
So if you resend over and over and over, you might actually be making things worse, I guess, huh?
It's certainly possible, yeah. Resending the same message, let's just say 10 times, can create duplicates. It can clog your outbox. It can confuse your system into completely stopping your connection. So that's why, you know, it's better to wait a few minutes, check your sent folder, or even try a small test later. Send yourself a test and see if it goes through. You're giving the system a chance to catch up.
Yeah, giving the system a chance to catch up is kind of like patience for man and machine, isn't it?
It's so true. You know, I always tell people that technology is fast, but it's not infallible. You know, it's handling billions of requests at one time. And every now and then there's a hiccup. And if we resist the urge to panic, we save ourselves so much frustration.
Yeah. You know, when you think about it, and of course, we deal with these problems, and it can be very upsetting and frustrating, but it's unbelievable how well the systems work 99.9% of the time, isn't it?
It's so true. And if you just think of life in general, you know, we always hear when something's wrong. We always hear when we do something wrong, not when we do something well. And like you're talking about there, you know, the networks usually work. And when an email doesn't go through or a text doesn't go through, it's not usually, oh, this happens all the time. It's like, oh, that's weird. That doesn't usually happen. And that's the truth. It really doesn't happen often.
Besides emails and texts, where else does patience really pay off?
Oh, software updates, that's a big one. Sometimes an update seems like it's stuck halfway through that little bar, you know, at the bottom that's filling in. Maybe it's like totally not moving. So some people say, oh, it must be frozen, and they force a restart. That it's actually the worst thing you can do. That can actually corrupt the entire update. So my advice is, if there's no error message, stop staring at it, give it time, a watch pot never boils, and update, you know, updates can pause your device because the system is working in the background to verifying files, sometimes older ones. So it needs to do that. So we need to have patience.
We have to update that slogan and make it a watched spinning circle never stops. We'll talk more.
That's a better way to put it, yes.
About that with Scott Kleinberg coming up after a weather and traffic break. We also have a good Genius Bar question to answer. Continuing with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg, we're talking about that dreaded spinning circle. Seems to spin forever when you're waiting for it. And you always start thinking the worst when that happens, don't you, Scott?
We do, and we've all had that moment, right? But most of the time, it's just something verifying. It's files decompressing in the background. It's like watching bread rise. You know, you stare at it, it doesn't make it happen faster. But if you walk away for a bit, it's magically done when you check back.
So is it basically the same thing when you're in the middle of a television show you're watching on a streaming channel and all of a sudden you get that spinning circle? I know that's happened to you.
That has happened to me all the time, and it is exactly that, because that spinning circle when you're watching TV has something to do with the network congestion. It has to do with the internet speed, and all of those things magically work themselves out. Of course, you're watching your TV. You don't want that to happen, but then it usually just really releases and comes back.
So that also could be affected by how many people are watching that same channel at that time.
Well, that's an interesting thing because, yes, that depends on a lot of factors. If something really big is happening, like a Super Bowl type event, the actual streaming services have to do something to work it out to make sure there is enough bandwidth. But if a lot of people in your neighborhood or on your block are all streaming the same thing at the same time, that actually can cause a delay because it's the general network and the congestion around you.
Interesting. All right. What's another spot where patience matters?
Well, app crashes, slow websites. Sometimes an app just needs a moment to reestablish a connection or clear some data. So if it doesn't respond in a few seconds, don't immediately force quit the app and reopen it. That can actually cause it to reload all its data from scratch, which makes it slower.
So your advice for all of this is take a breath, give it a minute before you jump in with a fix, huh?
That's exactly right. Pause first, act second. And I always say, start with observation. Is the rest of your device responding fine? Is your Wi-Fi connection stable? Try another app to compare. See if that app is working. If it's only one thing that's having trouble, odds are it's an app, it's a server, it's not your whole device.
We don't have any patience anymore. We're spoiled. It wasn't that many years ago that you would patiently wait for the AOL dial-up noise. You remember that? You'd wait for the connection?
That sound is literally in my head, Bob, all the time. And, you know, we all developed patience by necessity back then. You know, we actually had to wait for that last screech, and then we were online. And technology, think about this. Technology is so fast now that our expectations are completely changed, right? When something takes an extra 5 seconds, it literally feels like forever. But a lot of those small pauses are just normal things now. They're normal parts of communication we can't see happening in the background.
Right. It's invisible work happening behind the scenes, hopefully keeping everything in sync.
Hopefully, exactly. But patience actually gives tech time to self-heal. That's easier said than done, of course. But modern systems are built with error detection, retry logic, things where when something stalls, the device is already way ahead of you. It's thinking about what to do and how to work on a fix. As long as we don't interrupt that mid-repair, and sometimes that's just a matter of a few seconds.
Yeah, and what you're saying about all this, and it is kind of reassuring, and we don't think this way, our gadgets are trying to help even when they seem unresponsive.
That's exactly right, but that's the trick, right? The trick is recognizing the difference between what's a temporary glitch and what's a bigger problem. If something consistently fails or freezes repeatedly over days, then sure, some sort of action makes sense. But in 9 out of 10 cases, what looks like a complete failure is just really a short lag.
Is there anything we can do while we're waiting, sitting there staring at a screen?
I love that question. A few simple checks. Look at your signal bars or your Wi-Fi connection. If it's dropped momentarily, it'll reconnect, and that usually resolves things. You can also, if you need to, you can toggle airplane mode off and on. That refreshes your network without a full restart. And if you suspect the app is just overloaded, close it, wait 30 seconds, reopen it, and see what happens next.
So, as you said earlier, when we slow down, we actually work with the technology instead of working against it.
It's exactly right. It's really a partnership. The more we understand what's happening under the hood, the easier it becomes for us to take that breath and wait a few moments, because the knowledge that we get replaces the panic that we have with confidence. And nothing's going to stop us from being in a hurry, but when it puts things in perspective, it changes things.
So wrapping things up here, it sounds like the moral of the story is the best fix can just be a deep breath and a little patience, huh?
And that's exactly it, Bob. And we have to remember, and this is worth repeating, technology is designed to recover. But sometimes it needs a few seconds to finish that job. And I know it's easier said than done. Now, I'm the same way when I'm juggling a million things on a work deadline. It's the worst thing in the world. But when you jump to conclusions, you introduce new problems.
Deep breathing. That always works. All right, let's get to this week's Genius Bar question for Scott Kleinberg. Good morning. How do I get my iPhone to give me verbal directions in the car off Google Maps? This is a good question because we've all had that problem occasionally where all of a sudden we're trying to figure out why the Google Map person isn't speaking to us anymore, right?
Well, yes. Now, there are a few things I can think of. Number one, barring that it's not something technical with the device, because the phone reads through to Google Maps in the car. So if it's not something with the device, it could be one of two things. One, when you're looking, like when in my car, when I'm looking at, I have CarPlay and I have Google Maps through it, there's a button on the screen that has the sound icon. And if the sound icon is on mute, it's not going to show anything. So make sure that's not on mute. Number two, on your actual iPhone, if you go into Google Maps, and I'm going to think about this just without doing it, so hopefully I have it right. Go to Google Maps, click on your profile picture in the upper right corner, click on settings, and under settings, I think it's navigation. And under navigation at the top, right? I'm trying to remember this offhand. There is a button that says mute or unmute. And if it's on mute, that's going to carry over to the car. If it's on unmute, it should work. So between those two things, those are the things I would check. If that doesn't work after those two things, reboot the device. See if that makes a difference. If that doesn't work, uninstall Google Maps, reinstall it, try again.
All right. And take some deep breaths. Scott Kleinberg, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take care, Bob.